that's almost 22.
Betty Bryant at the Saturday Light Brigade with Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do. A charge to you once again. If you knew that we were looking for Yul Brynner, our historical answer, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WCUC, Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Delta Rhythm Boys at the Saturday Light Brigade carried on a whole bunch of great stations, including WNJR, Washington. Hello to Linda and Collier. Linda correctly answered our puzzle from our last hour. In a moment, we have a crossword puzzle of the air to challenge you.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Today is the anniversary of the birth of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And Monday is MLK Day. And in cooperation with Area Teens, we will again present Streaming Justice, our annual youth-based talk show, honoring the life, legacy, and enduring inspiration of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You can tune in at noon Eastern this Monday, January 17th, for this internet-only broadcast. It will be simulcast at Youth Express, as well as SLB Radio, the internet station you might be listening to right now. And we have a couple songs coming up for Dr. King. Also, on Monday, we have King for a Day, where we will set up our historic microphone and we'll have some excerpts from a variety of speeches written and delivered by Dr. King for kids to read. That will be between 11 and 3 at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. For ticket information at the museum, you'll want to go to pittsburghkids.org. There are limited timed tickets as social distancing is maintained, as well as the population within the museum. But we hope that you'll participate if you happen to be heading by. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? It's our crossword puzzle of the air. And today's answer has only six letters. We're looking for a six-letter article of clothing. The third letter is A. The last letter is R. An article of clothing with six letters. Third letter, A. Last letter, R. Our number, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. This is Brother Son with a song called In the Name of Love.
When I get tired, it's like I was dropped into the sea. You could swim your whole life and be nowhere you want to be. Everyone gets tired and the water is so wide. Well, then somebody comes and shows you. They show you the other side, the other side. There was a little man, barefoot and frail. He took a walk down to the Ganges. He took a lion by the tail. He made a way out of no way. One by one they saw the truth. He was ready when they told him. They said, history chooses you. We see so far. In the name of love, we are standing on. In the name of love, the shoulders of giants. One more, in the name of love. And then there was another lion and a lamb. Walked into the heart of darkness, into the streets of Birmingham. He made a way out of no way. One by one we saw the truth. He was already on the mountaintop when they said, Memphis chooses you. We see so far. In the name of love, we are standing on. In the name of love, the shoulders of giants. One more, in the name of love. In the name of love. In the name of love. One more, in the name of love. Shots rang out in the Memphis sky. Free at last, they took your life. They could not take your pride. In the name of love, one more. In the name of love, in the name of love. Oh, So make a way out of no way. Make their stories live and breathe. And we will never lack for heroes in our darkest hour of need. In the name of love, in the name of love, one more, in the name of love.
Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a-walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a-walking the rest of the way. I'm stepping left, stepping right, stepping by day and stepping by night. Freedom is a many splendor thing, and I feel freedom when I sing. Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a walking the rest of the way. Bones and in my shoes. If you ain't tasted freedom, you got nothing to lose. Freedom means we got equal rights. All the little children gonna love their life.
Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm a-walking the rest of the way.
Just
one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom. One little step.
I got freedom on the bus and in the school, freedom at the public swimming pool. Hear the bell that freedom rings, I sing the song that freedom sings.
Just one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step towards freedom.
Again,
one little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Just
one little step towards freedom.
I got
one little step.
There, you've got Kim and Reggie Harris at the Saturday Light Brigade and One Little Step Towards Freedom. And before that, and a great moment, this happens every now and then. I played Brother Son in the Name of Love, and simultaneously it was being requested by Bob in Washington. And it's always nice when two minds are thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time, connected by the radio waves or internet packets that connect us. Brother Son in the Name of Love, a beautiful song, and Martin Luther King's honor, it is written and delivered. We're looking for a six-letter article of clothing. Pudge and Lamartine got it, and he got it immediately. We had a guess of Breaker from John and Carrick. That's not the word we're looking for. Mike and Mars has an answer that fits, the clues we gave you, six letters, and we told you of those six letters that the third letter is A, and the last of the six letters is R for an article of clothing. He came up with boater, B-O-A-T-E-R, the hat. It fits every clue we've given so far, but it's not the word we have in mind. Here is another letter, and that letter is L. So a six-letter article of clothing. The second letter is L, the third letter is A, and the last letter is R. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you know what it is, why not call us or text us? We are here live, for real. So much radio manufactured and pre-recorded, but here we are, live on the air with you. Speaking of six-letter words and guessing them, have you hit into the Wordle craze, the game created by a man named Wordle for his significant other in the UK and now being played virally by so many folks? It went from 90 users to hundreds of thousands in days, and I have gotten a little addicted is way too strong a word, but it's a fun game. If you remember Mastermind, where you would try to guess what colors were in what positions, and you'd be given feedback as to what is right or what is not right, and you would keep using deduction to come up with the answer. That's the way this simple game works. The thing about it, and if you like word games, you might want to Google Wordle and then UK, I think, is the best thing to do, because there are some copycat games that are out there too. But the thing about the game that is so much fun, perhaps, is it's very simple, and you only get one a day. In a way, that's good. You are limited in screen time. So far, I haven't missed any. Some have taken me three steps. You only get six steps to do it. Some have taken me all six of the steps. Bob in Washington just got the correct answer, and John in Carrick also came up with the correct answer. And Tommy in Pleasant Hills, good morning, Tommy. He got it, mentioning that the L was helpful. And Sharon got the correct answer. Words are her thing, you know. We will share the correct answer with you in a moment or two. Article of clothing, or closing, clothing. Actually, you can close this article of clothing, sort of. Six letters. Second letter L, third letter A. The sixth letter is R. Did you get it? We were looking for the word blazer. Blazer, that spiffy jacket. Often the all-purpose can be worn with just about anything. Dress pants, jeans, whatever you want. Ricky used to live with a newscaster years ago in Houston. And if my memory is right, she had all sorts of blazers to wear that showed above the news desk, but not many attractive, you know, dress-up pants or slacks or anything. But you often think of newscasters that sit behind the desk with a lot of A lot of Blazers. Congratulations if you came up with it. And we have a high clue puzzle for you in about 15 minutes. The Crow and Wasson project featuring J.D. Crow and Ricky Wasson was to be released back on November 12th, 2021. When J.D. Crow's passing occurred on December 24th, 2021, and as he was ill, they decided to release the album posthumously. And J.D. did get to see the final product and how it was all put together, and it said that he was very proud of this release. It features J.D. on 12 of the 14 tracks, and he wanted to hear his banjo played, and on two of the tracks he had Ronnie Stewart do the banjo instead of him. Most of the recording was made when J.D. was 80. A few of the tracks date back a little bit earlier. Here is one that I enjoyed a bit. It's a song I suspect you'll recognize. Did you get it? It's Worried Man Blues, J.D. Crow and Ricky Wasson.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went down to the river, I lay down to sleep. Well, I went down to the river, lay me down to sleep. I woke up, had shackles on my feet. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. Chain around my legs. On each link, there's an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. Song. If anyone would ask you who composed your song, tell it was I, and I won't be worried long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Alone. I can never see what's right or what is wrong. what you want to do. I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
That's Kyle Perkins with his version of Amy, the Pure Prairie League song. And you also heard J.D. Crow and Ricky Wasson with Worried Man Blues, a Saturday Light Brigade Charge, to Bonnie up on Observatory Hill, and to Ethan in Oakmont for coming up with Blazer, our crossword puzzle of the air.
Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Just when I'm feeling chipper as you please, that's when they show me all my sinus cavities. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors don't care how my head aches. See that announcer, he looks so fine. His head should ache like mine. Headaches, headaches. Those pounding hammers give me headaches. They say it once and then they say again. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors love it when my head aches. Mother, don't hand me those pills from the shelf. I'd rather do it myself. Sponsors love it when my head aches. There is one remedy that's unsurpassed, and their commercials give me headaches. Fast, fast, fast. Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Today I swallowed the best cure yet. I ate my TV set.
That's Alan Sherman. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including SLBRadio.org. /radio.
I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, and I'm wanting your company, and I'm hoping that you'll return to me. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, and I'm holding your company, and I'm hoping that you'll return to me.
That's Ricky Wasson here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Are you ready? All right, let's go.
Coming up, our high clue for today. Ricky told me this one was hard. We'll see if you feel the same way.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
The Children's Museum will be open for Martin Luther King Day on Monday and will be on hand with two activities. King for a Day between 11 and 3 will give kids a chance to read excerpts from the speeches of Dr. King. And in cooperation with area teens, SLB presents Streaming Justice, our annual youth-hosted talk show honoring the life, legacy, and enduring inspiration of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You can tune in at noon Eastern, January 17th, this Monday, for this internet only simulcast on our Youth Express and SLB radio streams. We hope you'll do to help support the kids presenting this year's Streaming Justice. It's a tradition that dates to 2010.
Sweet Sue, just you.
Now, let's give you a chance to solve our high clue. Now, the high clue is simply a puzzle in the form of a haiku. The answer could be just about anything, but the high clue will help you figure that out. Five U.S. rivers with names that start with vowels and are state names, too. Once again, 5 U.S. rivers with names that start with vowels and are state names, too. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We haven't had many phone calls this morning, have we? Just occurred to me. So let us know the phones are ringing for and are working. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, 5 U.S. rivers with names that start with vowels and are state names, too.
I got too much stuff. I got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection, and I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection. Too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child, collecting bottle caps and stamps, gradually over time, grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production stills from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize-signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone, or maybe Davy Crockett, plus his gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch. Keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. To the brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. I'm stacked to the rafters with glasses from Lens Crafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize and downsize and revise and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help but categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
tell them I ride it loud. Baby, won't you please shimmy down?
Bob Brosman here at the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called Love My Stuff, and Dean Friedman with a song that's only been in our library for maybe 2 months, and I have yet to play that song without getting multiple calls about who is that. I love that song. Brian was among them. Too Much Stuff is the name of the song. The album is American Lullaby. The artist is Dean Friedman. And can I sing for a moment? Dean Friedman had a monster hit in the late 70s, way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia. I met a young girl, she looked mighty fine, tears on my pillow, and Ave Maria. Big hit, Ariel. That was him. And he's had a very innovative and successful career doing a lot of digital music well before its time. And is a really interesting guy. And I did write to him not too long ago, and he is tickled that you appreciate his work so much here in our area. Dean Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, his name. Mike tried to phrase his answer as a haiku, and Mike, you got the correct answer. You're almost, your last line has one too many syllables. There might be a way to do it. Tommy got the correct answer, and Turkey City Arn got it as well. Nice to hear from you. Here is our haiku again, or haiku, I should say. Five U.S. rivers with names that start with vowels. And our state names, too. We'll give you another moment to come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Thank you. Now, there are a number of rivers named for states that do not start with vowels. Those include the Colorado River. I think there's 10. The Connecticut River, the Delaware River, the Kansas River, the Kentucky River, the Minnesota River, the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, the Tennessee River, and the Wisconsin River. And then there are 5 that start with vowels. And Tom and McCandless, I'm glad you called this morning. You know those 5, eh?
Yeah. When you said the vowels, I was, you know, it says A, E, I, O, U, sometimes Y and W. So I wasn't sure if you included the Y and the W.
I've never heard the W before. The Y, yes, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one of my, must have been one of my teachers. But the only state I knew that started with Y was Wyoming, and I didn't think that had a rip.
No, not Wyoming.
But anyway, I got to, I think the first four were pretty easy for me. Ohio, Arkansas, Iowa, Illinois, and then I was kind of stuck on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through the states in my mind, and I knew Arizona didn't have one, and Alaska, I didn't think, had a river, so it was last left was Alabama.
Right. So you have Alabama, and then what are the other ones you had again? Ohio was...
Ohio, Iowa, Arkansas, and Illinois.
Excellent. Well done. Those are... the 5, and I really didn't realize there were 15. And in some cases, the rivers' names came first and then the states, and other cases, I think in most cases it was that way, but there might be one or two where the reverse is the case. But well done.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm reading a book now about somebody who traveled. I think they spell it. It's the Azu River. It goes between China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's quite a coincidence.
Yeah, it's got to be neat to read about travel like right. that. What's he? The person using as a vessel for that trip?
Well, he's not really. He did a few things. He started out on horses in Mongolia or Upper Mongolia, and then he switched to whatever came available. And he's about, I'd say, a quarter of the way through yet. I'm about a third or so through the book, so he hasn't finished. But he also rode on the Trans-Siberian Express part of the way, too.
Oh, very good. That sounds like a great book. Well done. Kind of makes you want to get out on the river, but today's probably not the best day.
Maybe
for
Monday
it.
Would be a better day.
Yeah. Thanks. Take care, Tom. Tom came up with the correct answer. Did you get all the rivers? Illinois, Ohio, Arkansas, Indiana, and Alabama, and Turkey City. Aaron, Tommy, Mike, came up with the correct answer. And I'm looking to see if we had any other correct answers to acknowledge. Thank you for playing along. That's our High Clue, another puzzle coming up in just a bit here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
And the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. People all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
That's John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a charge to Craig in Macon, who also came up with Illinois, Ohio, Arkansas, Indiana, and Alabama. There are some songs that start with the vowels and that contain those names of the rivers. The Mississippi Queen was too good to pass up, and it does talk about towns along the Ohio River. And here's another song about a river starting with the letter M that similarly is just too good to pass up. Here's a collector's item. The legendary Pittsburgher, architect, raconteur, songwriter, banjo player, Robert Schmertz.
She was born in an old Molson alley, and her ma and her pa, they call her Sally. She grew up to be the pride of the valley, a typical Monongahela gal.
Now she wandered one day by the river, and she watched the Jason steaming by.
Steaming by.
And her heart gave a leap and a quiver as she caught a handsome pilot's rolling eye. Stanley, and he wore a fancy sporting coat.
Now Mo gave a toot on his whistle, and the Jason turned the water at her stern, and Sal, stepping light as a thistle, reached up and took the boat to Stanley's hand in turn.
Robert Schmertz recorded back in 1949, if memory serves. And Monongahela Sal, what a fun song. And I remember being introduced to that in my teens. And Robert Schmertz, just a terrific folklorist. His songs have been covered by Pete Seeger, Burl Ives, and many others. He wrote the fight song to Carnegie Mellon University, you know, the one that goes, fight for the money, or I mean, fight for the glory of Carnegie, fight for the leader of the Klan, which is the Scottish Klan. Anyway, Robert Watson Bob Schmertz, born in 1898, he died in 1975, was a professor of architecture, also went to Peabody High School here in Pittsburgh.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
There is nothing better than being together on a Saturday morning. Coming up, more acoustic music and family fun as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Slary Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WNJR, Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing and be happy again. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
The whole world smiles with you.